Chris Murphy begs Lindsey Graham for hearing to criminalize private gun sales. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 7, 2019. Senator Chris Murphy, D.C.T., is begging Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, to allow a hearing on the criminalization of private gun sales. Murphy's pleading comes a week after House Democrats passed legislation to criminalize private gun sales. The House bill, H.R. 8, would not have stopped a single mass shooting during the past 10 years. But it would make it a criminal act for a neighbor to sell a gun to a lifelong neighbor without first getting government permission. To put it into perspective, H.R. 8 would make it a crime for a friend to sell a gun to a lifelong friend without creating a paper trail via government involvement. But it would have done nothing to prevent the October 1, 2017, Las Vegas shooting that killed 58. Yet Murphy is begging Graham to allow hearings on the gun control. Notice Murphy's claim that 97% of Americans support criminalizing private gun sales. Notice also that he provides no substantiation of this claim. The left has been claiming that America's support for criminalizing private gun sales is in the 90 percentile range ever since the December 14, 2012, attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School. What they fail to note is that a bill criminalizing private gun sales would have done nothing to prevent the Sandy Hook attack because the gunman stole his firearms. In so doing, he bypassed any and every gun control that would have been in place. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.